Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. And now we're on the cusp of April here. So a lot's coming up here in the beginning of April. So we have the grand finale, the final two of the Big Boom Bracket Battle. I mean, it's crazy. Started out with like 30 doing the Facebook likes and loves. Mm-hmm. Now we're down to the grand finale. So why don't you tell us who the two are?
Yeah, so it's been a really fun March-themed event, you know, with the bracket and everything. And so we are down to our final duo. So we have Alex Lott, who has been seated at the number one spot this entire time from that elimination round. So he's had some close races this whole time, but he has come through every week. And so then we also have Yvette Drejos, who is seated at number seven, and she has held strong every week, kind of squeaking through a couple times there, but really dominated this last round. So we have Alex Lott from Perry Police Department. Yvette has the Lazy Goose Boba Tea and Ice Cream. Jackson Van Kirk put out a really great effort this whole time. Very strong leader in donations up until this last week. And so we really thank him and Progressive Foundry, you know, for being a part of this. And then Jade Fellum fell short a little bit from Yvette this week. She's got Blonde Sisters Boutique prize as a pie in the face, a traveling trophy, and some bragging rights. And that's it. But also knowing that you supported the fireworks drive. So Yvette put it really well the other day. She said, no matter who wins, everyone wins because it's for the community and the fireworks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just a reminder, that's what this money is being raised for. So it has been a fun one, especially for my first one, seeing how things go, and coincides right with the basketball tournament going on. So it's perfect for that. And of course, the way this has been working now for the last few weeks, you can give donations a variety of ways. And so why don't you talk about how that will work to set up who the winner will be?
Yes. So we're still utilizing the platform givebutter.com. You can find the Chamber Foundation on there, any of our links on Facebook. But then also we have cash donation jars at the Rec Center and Ben's Five and Dime. So empty your pockets and or, you know, stop by specifically. And this is just the first of several fundraisers that we have planned.
Okay, cool. That sounds good. And again, donations are good until Tuesday at 11 a.m.
That's right.
Awesome. Okay, so from there, once we find out the winner, then the next day, us here at Raccoon Valley Radio are going to be hosting the Radio Pie Auction. So talk a little bit about how that process works.
Yes, that's right. I'm so excited about the Radio Pie Auction. When it first was described to me a couple years ago, I thought it was a little bit crazy. How does this work? Usually live, if everyone's in the room. But with the shift away from having the pie auction at the annual dinner during, you know, COVID years and things, we brought back the Radio Pie Auction, and it has been wildly successful. So it's just a fun activity. We have some of the best bakers in town donate their pies, desserts, cheesecakes, cakes, whatever they're up for. We go live on the radio. We do a Facebook Live, and we even have a pie cam that shows what's currently up for bid. People call in or text in and they bid on these fabulous desserts, and all of the proceeds go to the fireworks drive. So yes, we'll be here next Wednesday at 8 a.m. starting it off. Got a solid dozen or so committed, and then a couple others that we're waiting on. But everyone can be happy to hear that JP Holgan has committed to his cheesecake that typically brings in the highest bid. And so we're just excited for that tradition to hopefully continue, along with many others that people really get excited about.
Absolutely. It's going to be, I can't wait for this. We will be broadcasting on KDLS 99.7 FM and AM 1310. I'm getting amped up for this. So, yes. All right, let's all get ready. And then for you, it's busy actually on April 3rd, because that's the first in a series of job fairs, obviously, with the announcement of the Tyson Pork Plant shutting down at the end of June. I know you, with the help of the City of Perry and Iowa Workforce Development, kind of all working in conjunction to try and have job fairs. Talk about how that's going to roll out here on the 3rd.
Yes, definitely. So there's many layers to what's called the rapid response team for this, and an action team. And so we've got different groups working on different parts and pieces to this. So Iowa Workforce Development has been in Perry this week with their mobile unit at Tyson. They're also setting up a room over there to meet with employees. So they've had a great response from folks looking for information and kind of planning out what's coming next for them. With the city and Greater Dallas County Development Alliance, they've been working very closely with Iowa Economic Development Authority and other agencies for communications and working with Tyson on, you know, the plant itself and kind of just all the things that go on behind the scenes for that. And then for the chamber, we've been partnering closely with DMAC and Perry Economic Development to really focus on the employees and the local workforce and partnering with the local employers that are needing to hire. And so we saw this as an opportunity to showcase what is all available locally so that people can start thinking about what that will look like for them. Obviously, with so many employees, it would be difficult to, you know, retain all of them, but really knowing that half of those employees live locally and really wanting to showcase the local opportunities or within commuting distance. So we will be working with Iowa Workforce Development down the road for a larger job fair, but we really saw this as an opportunity to highlight the local employers. And so we do have a job fair next Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Hotel Pat T and Towncraft Gallery. So we'll have a number of local employers, a handful of others from outside of the community, and then also a good handful of resources as well. So this isn't the one and only. This isn't going to be the biggest, but it's just a start. Some people say it might be too soon. Some people say it's too late because they've already been working on other things for the last 2 weeks. But it's a start, and it's a layered approach to really, again, highlight local, and then we can move on from there to showcase the regional employers, the statewide employers, and we'll be working with Iowa Workforce Development for probably a May date for a larger job fair that will hopefully house as many as possible to really showcase that. But what we're hearing is that employees are, for the most part, staying put to kind of finish things out. Tyson has commitments with various pork producers to kind of finish their production. So we're wanting to kind of toe that line a little bit as far as making sure that that can all happen through June 28th or around that date. And so not wanting people to flee too soon. And so we're kind of balancing that as well, but really just giving people time to start considering their options. If it's upskilling or reskilling, maybe there's some educational opportunities to kind of shift to be better fits down the road or new opportunities. So we're just being good partners in the community and helping however we can, coordinating this job fair. I mean, we've had a ridiculous, overwhelming amount of response from employers wanting to be a part of this. So we've had to, you know, say no to more than 100 employers, knowing that this would be smaller and a local focus this time. So yeah, we've had more than 120 employers reach out to us representing more than 6,000 open positions. Wow. So, I mean, workforce and needs are vast across the states. We know that workforce is somewhat limited and, you know, everyone's hiring. And that just kind of demonstrates that there are opportunities and it's just a matter of taking time to explore those. So the job fair will be a platform to do so.
Cool. Again, that is our Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And can't wait for the pie auction. Again, that is happening this upcoming Wednesday, April 3rd. Make sure to give your donations as well to see who the winner will be between Perry Police Officer Alex Lott and Yvette Drejos from
Lazy Goose.
Thank you. Well, I need your help sometimes, so thank
That's
you.
That's what I'm here for.
All right. Well, our Dallas County Let's Talk program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.